Tony, did it feel like old times last week with all four of you guys kind of getting turns in there against Utah?
All four.
All four running backs that have been here together for so long.
You mean three?
Taj.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Seeing things, I guess.
Yeah, it felt good. For me and Taj get on the edges and do speed things, and Royce and Kanata get in the middle and do their power things.
Is that pretty gratifying given Utah's usually pretty stout against the run to put that many yards on them?
Yeah, I know Utah was the number one rush defense in the conference. I was kind of surprised that we ran for that many yards, but in the same sense, he got a great backfield like this. It's kind of what you do.
Even bigger challenge this week going to Washington?
Yeah, the same talents, so hopefully the same results.
You guys have had a couple of good rushing games the past couple of games, but how good did it feel to finally, you know, get the points to back it up instead of, you know, just the 14 against UCLA?
It felt good, actually, because we needed this win, not only for the team, but for Braxton to get his confidence in us and for us to have own confidence in him. So it's a good team win, I believe.
When you guys had your losing streak, it seemed like morale was a lot higher than it was when you guys went through a similar sort of thing last year. Where did that come from?
The coaches, for sure. Just stay positive and continue to have fun with the game and fix a lot of things. It's the stuff that they kept telling us. So that's kind of what we did and focused up.
Last year's loss to Washington stuck with you guys?
Beat that question.
The loss to Washington last year, the lopsided loss, has that stuck with you guys at all?
It definitely stuck with us. It's kind of something that they've talked about since they got here. Just in the score, it's posted inside the weight room every day, so it's kind of like a constant reminder. And so now it's their week, so now we kind of go extra harder.
You say they, you mean the coaches? You said they talk about it?
Yeah, the coaches.
They talked about it?
Yes, sir.
Tiger yesterday said that if any player asked him about any kind of job rumor, that he would talk to you guys directly, tell you guys the truth. Has anyone kind of taken him up on that?
Yesterday during dinner, he actually announced it that it's false. Yeah, I guess so.
Do you appreciate that and just him handling it head on like that?
Yeah, you know, because I don't like to be left out of loose like and things like that. So him telling the team up front is kind of okay. I'll have stuff for you.
Sure.
Were you guys wondering about it?
Me?
Players are wondering, like, is Coach Tackett about to leave?
I mean, I wasn't, but I seen on Twitter that a couple guys was like in shock, look confused about it. But I was just more of a, okay.
It's a lot warmer in Florida right now.
It is. Right now. Yeah.
Last year, you guys go through it where the last half of the season you're wondering about your coach's job status. This year, it's a different reason you're wondering about your coach. Do you feel like there are any similarities of blocking out the kind of outside distractions that you guys have gone through?
Can you rephrase that, please?
Last year, when the last half of the season, Talbert's job was in question. Mm-hmm. This year, there's rumors that people want to hire away Willie. When it comes to blocking out the distraction of job rumors, does it feel like there's similarities between last year and this year?
What are the similarities?
To how you guys handle that?
That's a tough question. I'm not really sure how to answer that question, to be honest with you. I know we kind of just focus on the team ahead of us and all the outside stuff to take care of itself after the season, I guess. Yeah.